Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, Miss Early?
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
Good, how you doing?
Doing good, doing good. I wanted to talk to you about some of your QAs this week. Have you seen your score?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, it's not too bad, but there are, you did have six QAs come back, and I wanted to address them with you. Matter of fact, you made an 84, which has been your lowest grade so far, but it's more so a bunch of little things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to copy and paste these bullet points to you, your teams, and then we'll go over them together. Let me adjust one real quick. One second. One second. It's trying to give me a hard time copying and pasting.
No problem.
Okay, so let's get this here. I wish things just went smoothly from Word to Teams, and there we go. Okay, so that's your six bullet points from your six QAs.
Okay.
So, we're just going to go through your QAs individually and kind of touch on the points that we're talking about. So, the first one, you were marked off 80 for safe bundling. So, what that is you offered multiple things in one save, but you only offered two saves. So, it would be like this. If you called in and I'm the agent, right, and I offer you 35%, discount moving forward, you tell me no, that's one save, right? Well,
yeah.
If I tell you that I'm going to give you a 30-day extension and a free bottle, I offered you two things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's only going to count as one save.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
So in order for me to offer three saves, if you tell me no again, I have to come back with something else, like a 75% discount.
Okay.
And so that's what, and I put your bullet point here that you can bundle save offers, but it only counts as one save. If you have to offer three saves, then a customer has to tell you no three times.
Okay.
Okay, any questions on that one?
No.
All right. Your second one here is you forgot to ask the ad question on Gelber. And listen, I do it too. Every once in a while, I'll have a Gelber call, and then afterwards, I'll say, oh, man, I forgot to ask the ad. The easiest way to remember is either check the script page every time you get a call come in, or if you can think that any time you select Giga Marketing or Mamba Marketing and Connective, as soon as you pull up the account and verify it, go ahead and ask them. And if you could just think Mamba Marketing or Giga Marketing. They're the only ones that have marketing in the name and Connective.
Okay.
So this next one was the Supreme call. And what happened was is a customer just got off the line with another agent, and they called in because they had two phone numbers. You know, they give them a phone number for each product.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked you, you know, they're like, do I have to have, you know, do I have to call the second number, or was it handled on the first one? Then you told them, yes, it was probably handled correctly on the first one, so they don't have to worry about the second one. Now, while you're probably correct, you know, you probably had nothing to worry about there, we do want you to go ahead and pull up an account just in case they made a mistake and maybe the agent didn't refund both of them. So just keep that in mind moving forward. Even though what you probably told the customer was correct, we want to check our P's and Q's sometimes, because I'm not perfect. You might find a mistake I made, you know?
Got it.
Let's see. Any hold time over 30 seconds is a 10-point deduction on your QA. I understand sometimes you have to wait to get questions asked, or if you're like me, I ask a customer to go on hold at the end of a, like at the end to type my notes and then give them the cancellation ID. Just, if you can think about it, just check in often enough to where you feel like 30 seconds hasn't gone by.
Okay.
You know, if you're in a, at the end of a call and you're trying to refund multiple things, you say, okay, I got the first one done. Let me get the second one. You know, just something to break the dead air.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next one was for not identifying the products. And what you need to do is have like a mental checklist. Anytime a customer verifies their address, the very next thing you must do is say the name of the product. Even if it's like a canceled account or they're already refunded, or even if it doesn't look like a payment went through, that's just that's a way that we can listen to the phone call and know which campaign it is or which client's paying for it. So if we like don't have anything but the recording, we can kind of reverse engineer where the account is. Get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the last call was for no saves. And what happened was is it was a foreign family where the woman the woman picked up and they wanted to cancel, and her husband got online and was like, we want to cancel because she wants to order something else. It was kind of hard to understand what they exactly meant, but you did agree just to cancel right away. So, I mean, just offer saves. They were likely going to tell you no three times anyway, but you never know, and it would have saved you a zero
on your
QA score.
Yeah, I think it was a language barrier, and they really weren't understanding anything I was saying, so that's why I did it like that, but I understand.
Yeah, it was, well, if you would have gave more of an effort to offer a save, and then the language barrier was just completely like, I would have understood that, you know? It was, if you would have gave it a try, you get what I'm saying? So, I mean, because I'll give you slack where you deserve slack, and where I feel like, you know, I'm not going to let them be too rough on you guys because, you know, you're my agents and I intend to make sure you're treated fairly. So if I feel like it wasn't a fair shot, then I'd step in and say, hey, this isn't going to fly. On that one, I would have just liked to hear a little more effort.
Okay.
And the only other thing is, let's see. Make sure that you notate and cancel accounts that you transfer to escalations.
Okay.
And make sure that you put information in the escalations transfer box. You know where that's located?
Yes.
If you see our call now, under where it says set disposition, you'll see the comments box. Just type stuff in there. Yeah. So you know where that's at. Just make sure you don't forget to do that during a transfer call.
Okay.
That's it. Do you have any questions for me? I know that we kind of went over a lot of stuff, a lot of it small stuff, but, you know, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to type it up in bullet form, so make sure you can kind of see it to give yourself little reminders, you know, when you log in, you know, pull up that and just look over it real quick, and that way eventually you'll see it enough to where it sticks. If you're like me, I have to have repetition to make something a habit, you know, and that's all I want to do is just try to give you good call habits.
No problem. I understand. I get. I got it. I don't have any questions.
Okay, that's good. Like I said, you made a 84 this week, but your average is still like for the last 4 weeks, you've made a 94.61. A matter of fact, your 6 week average is a 95, and that's I mean 95 or better is the top QA bonus range, and that's where I want you. So you're doing a good job. Don't let these six little QAs make you feel like you're not. You're doing great. That's just a little stuff we got to polish, and that's it. And you're just keep on doing what you're doing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your night.
You too.